Welcome to LMC Cast, Community Profile. Hi, my name is Mike Reynolds. I'm a longtime Amaranek resident. Many of you may be familiar with the Fuller Center for Housing of Greater New York City. For those who aren't, it's a 501c3 nonprofit organization that is looking to take a bite out of poverty through housing programs and many other endeavors in the New York metro area. Jim Killeran, the group's executive director, is with us. How you doing, Jim?
It's a great day to be here, Mike, and to be at this historic, beautiful new place.
Alrighty. Jim's going to give us right now a fuller picture about what Fuller does.
Oh, I love it. Well, you know, Mike, thank you, and to LMC Media, one of the voices and the communicators that helps get our mission out. So this is very invaluable, very valuable for us that I have this opportunity. And the Fuller Center, Millard Fuller was the founder of Habitat for Humanity. Everyone thinks it's been President Carter. I've been with President Carter. The Clintons know me. Hillary was in Mamaroneck here when she was a senator. I've been outside the White House. There's a sidewalk that the late President Bush gave the Fullers as a points of light. Five presidents knew them and gave them awards. Millard Fuller received 52 honorary doctorates. He was Elon Musk years ago. He's a multimillionaire.
Okay.
And his wife says, Millard, I'm going to divorce you, never home. They prayed, went to Southwest Georgia, went to Africa, and came with the Christian mission that everyone should go to bed at night in a simple, decent home. No matter, he said, the theology of the hammer commands us, whether no matter what denomination or whether you say Shabbat Shalom or Alhamdulillah or praise the Lord, everyone should have a simple, decent home, and everyone, our mortgages are interest-free, no down payment. So Millard inspired the world to build in all over and through his Habitat leadership. And then when he turned 70, we started the Fuller Center for Housing. I was one of the founding board members. And so throughout it expands our opportunity to build in a 50-mile radius.
Okay.
So we're in New Jersey. I was over by the Passaic River. We're up in, we were last week with West Point Cadets helping that family who lost his daughter in the July 9th flood, Ed Nugent.
Yep.
We have a team forming in Connecticut.
So you guys are throughout the metro area.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me what town, what city, what state you're in. If we can get there and our volunteers can be galvanized, our armies of volunteers, just like we've done here four times with the floods, our armies of volunteers have been in Mamaroneck and Larchmont for 18 years. We've built award-winning homes on Howard Avenue above the flood line. They've never gotten flooded during the 18 years. Everyone else has.
Right.
That's very sad to me, but we love the community of Mamaroneck and Larchmont, and we're honored when people are in some of their toughest crisis and disaster to be there, and to be there that night before the flood, texting, get out of your house, and that morning we'll be there for you.
Right.
And as well as some of the small businesses here.
So how many people actually work for Fuller, and then you have, as you just said, an army of volunteers, which encompasses many different groups, if you can talk about that.
I have 10,000 unpaid staff.
Wow. Okay.
This weekend, I just left a group from Ohio that has come with us for 10 years. Mamaroneck High School comes and volunteers this weekend. The best thing I did 30 years ago was have high school kids start Fuller Clubs. And now those kids are lawyers, educators, directors,
right,
radio announcers, and they come and they continue to volunteer with us. So I have companies that come out for 30 years with me.
Right.
If every church or synagogue who celebrated or Ramadan, everyone who celebrated the High Holy Days came out and actually got out of their pews and volunteered once a month, poverty will be ended in New York. Our mission, this important announcement, is to create an intergenerational New York again. And today I'm announcing a Generation Z Home Ownership Task Force.
Okay.
In New York, that people who are running this studio, who are running our towns and cities, the answer to New York is not to leave it. We have to redesign, rebuild with home ownership, with green building, with prudent development. And the answer isn't just south of the Tappan Zee Bridge. It's a big state, and
right,
we're looking at it right now.
So you guys, you work with corporations, with high schools, with church groups.
Retirees.
Right. Veterans, I believe. So in terms of how do you go about deciding what's next on your agenda? People are applying or...
Right.
You know,
so we have people... So we have 12 families pay off their interest-free mortgage.
Okay.
No down payment. Now, the biggest thing, the toughest thing, is to get the land for home ownership. And that's a clarion call during this important announcement that we create home ownership in every town and city.
Okay.
For families. I mean, isn't that what we raised the flag for? Shouldn't every town
home
and
hearth, you know?
Yeah, that's why everybody from the whole world, my grandparents lived next to a railroad bridge, worked the sewers from Ireland, right? This is St. Paddy's Day.
Yep.
And every immigrant, which we know everybody wants to be here, we see that. But home ownership, but people that live here also should be able to have a right to apply for a home.
Okay.
But we need the designation of land in New York for affordable ownership. Creating wealth, intergenerational wealth, intergenerational Reynolds families and Kalorins and Stefan families and Sullivan families and Lopez family. And that's the key because 500,000 people left New York.
Really? Yep.
And the rents people are paying, they can own a home in another state. We have to stop the hemorrhaging and keep the talent of the younger generation and future generations having that opportunity to be able to own. And so that's a priority, part of our priority. The other thing is when there's a disaster,
right.
We created DART, Disaster right. Assistance Response right. Team. And so I always say to every one of our volunteers, if the disaster, will you help me? And they say, what are you talking about? And I explain. And so they're always on red alert when we put out the email blast or the Facebook page, Fuller Center of Greater New York City Facebook, and say, look, we need volunteers here tomorrow. And then other people through right. social media.
And this, and again, this is, in this community, you guys have done a lot with all the flooding that has befallen so many families here.
Hurricane Irene, Hurricane Ida. What I learned here, I also multiplied that out in Hurricane Sandy and the Rockaways, and LMC team employees and volunteers
really? Okay.
came and helped me out
Good
there.
For them. Good
yep.
for them.
So they came out and covered it. So in right. the a local photographer did a great job. So, you know, it's
you guys
one...
You guys were also heavily involved during the pandemic, right?
During the pandemic, we didn't stop a day. We helped to give out food, and we gave out 50,000 diapers. But we also kept building with masks on. And so that helped us because we had to keep the project going.
Right.
And so the pandemic was what that'll go down in history, God knows. But
to not be revisited.
But the importance of that pandemic is let this be the greatest time for people. And you heard me say, Mike, we got to get away from electronics.
Right.
People are hungering to do something real. And that's why I have so many volunteers, because
right.
we were locked up. We right. were told you and I shouldn't even be alive, according to all projections.
Right.
And now we're finding out.
So it would take some good out of the pandemic that it got people more involved.
To a certain extent, people are hungry to go out
right. okay.
and do things. And also the thing with the pandemic, people are isolated with home offices now.
Right.
So to a certain extent, if you're isolated in a home office now and you don't go in the city, those people will do team build days with their friends or their company
right.
and come together again. We build community from the bottom up.
Right.
And you don't know if you're next to the Jewish or the Christian or the Muslim or the CEO or the community service person. The sight of helping a neighbor get back in their home or build a new home is miraculous. And we need it more than ever. And it's also for mental health. I'm very selfish. I love to see people happy.
Right. Okay.
I don't like to see people crying in floods. I love to see the accolades when someone said, thank you so much. Those are my stock options.
Okay.
So, and I don't have stock. But I have stock in Mamaroneck and a lot of equity. And we gave families here, every family we helped in the flood gave for free $80 a roll insulation of blue jean. We negotiated with the sheetrock company to bring prices down so people could get sheetrock right. for $8 a piece. We are a major builder of
health. So you guys are just not builders, though. You're renovators as well, right?
We so our main mission was home ownership. We also rehab seniors and veterans homes. We are green builders. We're finished, took an old church and making two passive homes.
Right.
That saves 80% energy efficiency on utilities. We want every one of your homeowners and everyone listening to learn about that. And then we're a neighborhood revitalization team. So if we take 100 people in a neighborhood in a day, we make it NMU, No More Ugly.
Okay.
And then, but we're also with the disaster. When there's a disaster, we're there.
Right.
And my volunteers know that now. And we want everyone listening to always have a plan. We never thought 9/11 would happen. We never thought any floods would happen. We never thought a fire might happen. We're helping families who have been burned out in fires in New Rochelle and Yonkers 2 years later because there's no place for them to
go.
Right. So I don't cut my relationship. I'm
just
on it. This is it's based on relationship, the love of God blessing us. This is a blessed place to be in. And for us to help one another and help people afford to live here.
Is there, again, it's this time of year, as you mentioned, St. Paddy's Day. It's March Madness, a big thing for men's and women's hoops. You have a March Madness program
We have a big March Madness program. And also it's kind of like the beginning of the flood season. March 7th was the first flood,
right,
18 years ago. So I want people to be ready. And we gave out 1,000 sandbags. And some people poo-poo them, but if you ask the people, it saved them from having water come under their doors and the small businesses, then you ask them and save you from paying another contractor. But our March Madness, look, we all love hoops. I lived on a basketball court. It got me to college, but I had pounded as many nails as I did basketballs. I would have built 10 homes by the time I was a senior in high school. We took the trades away from everybody. Crazy. So the best thing I did is during March Madness, thank you, Iona University. They are one of the hosts, Holy Family Church, putting up groups from across the country. The Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight are Holy Cross College of Worcester, St. Joseph's College of Maine, University of Albany, Iona University, Manhattanville College, Mamaroneck High School, Kent School. We have volunteers from Fisher Catholic Ohio is part of the Sweet 16.
Nice.
They're building for a week. So if you look at the money that goes into March Madness or the Super Bowl, and we all love sports, but just if every sports team or everyone would sacrifice a sub or a six-pack and make that donation this March Madness to fullacentany.org and then come out and build and have fun, you still have time to watch the game. I mean, just think of how many hours we sit in front of a TV waiting for an hour and a half football game all day long, the Super Bowl.
Sure.
So our March Madness is, I'm as angry as I was. They didn't call me killer for a reason. And
okay.
I would kill everybody on the basketball court. Yeah, I told you, state semifinals, Division III. Anybody
Jim's a big guy for those who are not don't know him.
But our March Madness in New York needs to be, stop everybody. People outside these stadiums, people watching this today in New York can't own a home.
Right.
People doing this podcast can't own a home. We're blessed, you and I own where we live. But the next generation, and that's where the March Madness clarion call announcement is, who is the Generation Z Home Ownership Task
Right.
Force? Let's do this now, folks. And so let's take that energy, and we love sports, but learn to build too. So that's our March Madness.
Okay.
We have Manhattanville hockey team. Both of them help volunteer with us. Have Pace University used to do every Super Bowl build-a-thon with us with their football team.
Yep.
You know, so if every sports team just did that. Oh, you know who's in the state semifinals? Our Lady of Lourdes basketball team for 12 years since Sandy has come for a weekend before every season.
Okay,
and they're actually winning, and they're our champions. Be a leader on and off the court, the field, and be part of our March Madness.
What do you guys do in terms of, I know you're involved with a lot of community events. There's been a bike-a-thon.
Right.
I think there's some other,
something
at Sedona Steakhouse, those kind of
things. Sedona's helped us over the year. St. Augustine's and St. John and Paul have sponsored our annual walk for homes. And this is all on our website. We have, needless to say, our golf tournament October 1st this year.
Okay.
We ask people to sponsor builds. We need groups that can sponsor homes. I'm blessed. I have Trinity Church, a new church in the area, coming out this Saturday. They made a big commitment during the floods, and they come out and volunteer once a month. So if everybody who said they cared about people would sponsor Neil, sponsor a home, sponsor something towards this crisis of housing, and we are in a crisis of housing, we can turn that around and help build homes again. There was Levittown. Co-op City has the lowest crime in the Bronx. Nehemiah Builders, home ownership, they've built before. We got to designate that for, and we also have to build smart. If you overdevelop from White Plains down, it causes the water to go into existing homeowners' properties and small businesses, and that's unacceptable.
Sure. We'll get into the end here, Jim.
Yes.
What are some of the biggest challenge that you guys face?
Needless to say, designated land, and we got to raise support.
Right.
I call it house raising. So that insulation is real money. If you want to sponsor sheetrock, you want to sponsor tools for a project. So we're always raising support. FullerCenterNY.org.
Okay.
And designating land. Let this be the challenge with this podcast. Land for home ownership needs to be designated in every town and city for veterans and Generation Z future family members.
That's good stuff. Appreciate it. I just wanted to say thanks again to Jim Kaloran. I said it wrong before, Kaloran. He's the executive director of the Fuller Center for Housing for the greater New York City area, for spending a lot of time with us on LMC Cast Community Profile. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, LMC, and to the whole community. We love you.
All right.
Bless you.
That concludes this episode of LMC Cast Community Profile. LMC Media is a nonprofit media center located in Mamaroneck. LMC Media is the studio on the avenue where this podcast was recorded, is located in the heart of Mamaroneck, right next to the Mamaroneck Cinemas. Please visit lmcmedia.org /services/podcast to book your time in this state-of-the-art convenient location, which is walkable from the Metro North train station of Mamaroneck Avenue. You can also support this nonprofit media center at lmcmedia.org/donate. Anyway, till next time, this is Mike Reynolds for LMC Cast Community Profile. Bye.